Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, birth name Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, date of birth, August 11, 1968, date of evaluation, July 30, 2024, referring physician, Native American. Chief complaint, 55-year-old female who complained of fluid overload, period. The HPI, the patient is a 55-year-old female with multiple medical problems, period. She, however, reports low extremity swelling of greater than 5 years duration, period. She denies symptoms of chest pain or shortness of breath, but has had intermittent low extremity swelling, period. She reports that she was started on diuretics 1 day earlier, period. Patient record reviewed. She is known to have chronic pain, period. She has degenerative lumbar or lumbar sacral disease, period. In addition, she has prominent common bilateral hip joint degenerative changes without acute fracture or dislocation for x-ray, July 31, 2023, period. An MRI of the C-spine, October 28, 2021, revealed disc burr complexes causing spinal canal stenosis at multiple levels with no myelomalacia. There was most prominent moderate spinal canal stenosis and mild cord compression at C4-5, C5-6, period. There was no foraminal stenosis at any of the cervical levels. MRI of the thoracic spine revealed mild spinal stenosis at T1-T2. There was moderate to significant right T2-T3 and left TA-9 foraminal stenosis. There was no cord compression or myelomalacia, period. Patient noted to have chronic pain, period. See, again, I've had low extremity edema of unclear etiology for which she was referred for cardiac evaluation, period. Past medical history includes hypertension, neck number osteoarthritis, neck number diabetes, neck number hypercholesterolemia, neck number obesity, neck number sciatica. Past surgical history, cholecystectomy, neck number C-section times 2, neck number hysterectomy. Medications as reviewed in EPIC. Narcos 10/325, PRN, diclofenac 1.3% patch, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram tablet, the allergies. She had allergies to penicillin, sulfur, and morphine. Family history, mother with high blood pressure, father with emphysema. Social history, she has history of cigarette smoking but denies alcohol or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, she has fatigue and weakness. She further has had change in appetite, skin. She reports itching, rash, and mold. Eyes, she has glaucoma. Neck, she has pain and stiffness. Respiratory, she has cough and COPD. Cardiovascular, she reports occasional palpitations. Gastrointestinal, she has heartburn and bloating. Musculoskeletal, as for HBI, neurologic, she reports vertigo and dizziness. Psychiatric, she reports depression, nervousness, and the use of psychiatric medication. The physical examination, blood pressure 120/72, pulse 102, respiratory rate 30, height 67 inches, weight 279.6 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. She is a moderately obese female. The extremity reveals 2 to 3+ pitting edema. Abdomen is noted to be obese. The impression correction CT demonstrates signs with a 98 beats per minute. Is left with axis, borderline low voltage in the human lead is noted. The impression 1, edema, unclear etiology. Next number, she has COPD. Next number, pain syndrome. Next number, hypertension. Next number, umbilical hernia. Next number, multiple allergies. Next number, history of bowel palsy. Next number, diabetes type 2. Next number, moderate non-proliferative diabetic retinopathy of both eyes. Next number, the ninth positional correction, nine paroxysmal positional vertigo. Next number, panic disorder. The plan will proceed with echo. Further evaluation pending review of echo, signed Dr. Wellington Ferguson.
Thank you.